Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have Bob Griswold on the phone with us, and I asked him to come on our radio side. We did a TV broadcast yesterday, and it was very revealing in terms of the shortages that are coming. And I also had written an article yesterday and did a broadcast called America is Over. And that's the announcement that the pending reconciliation bill is moments away from passing. And they're very, very close. And so I just said, when that passes, it's going to crush the economy. Doesn't matter what's in it, even though Nancy Pelosi has $200 billion for her friends as supervisors on the park. It's a simple, direct buyout of their vote support and their donations. It's crazy, using your tax dollars to buy campaign donations. And she gets away with it. And it just goes on and on. $100 billion for amnesty. And now we're having suggested reparations where we pay $450,000 to illegal aliens because their families might have been separated in the trip here. Like somehow that's my fault, your fault. This is unbelievable. But I asked Bob to come back on the radio, and we're going to talk about shortages, abuses. In other words, we're going to be demonstrating to you that the game has changed. When I told you to lower your expectations on how you live, we're going to detail some of that for you. So, Bob, welcome back to the show, and we're going to just have to get into how we're going to have to lower our expectations because we're not going to have very much.
Well, Dave, what you're telling me is it doesn't sound like Nancy Pelosi plans on lowering her expectations, and he probably raise them a bit. And most of the elite plan on raising them a bit. If you look at the corporate profits, they've just absolutely, this pandemic has just absolutely been a bonanza for them. You know, and people ask me, Dave, and I want to address this because how can we be so sure, other than what we see today, but how can we be so sure that what is coming to America is going to make the most stout-hearted person quake? I mean, they'll get a fear of what they see coming to this country. Dave, I can say it so confidently because I know history. I look at the history of every empire going back all the way to you know, antiquity, even the Assyrians, all those, the Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, you name them, and every one of them is we are following the path that every one of those nations took. You know, the debasement of currency, the flooding of people that wanted to come to the prosperity that the nation had achieved, the breakup of the family, the lowering of morals, the continuing wars, all those things that we're engaged in today, and the end was always the same for every one of those nations mentioned, plus dozens more. It just is a certain thing. And on top of that, Dave, you know, I have biblical history, and I know that all history really is his story. So as I look, and as I mentioned yesterday, I've been reading in Jeremiah, and it talked about all God wanted from us was to obey his voice, but we didn't. And it says, this is Jeremiah 11, yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked everyone after the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of the covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did not. And it goes on, if you read it, it just says that he won't even listen to you because when it comes, there are going to be many. Just like on 9/11, Dave, you remember how it just went, outpouring of just rah-rah America. 2 weeks later, it was back to normal. Probably not even back to normal. It was doubled down on the evil we did. And so even though millions are going to cry out, Lord, save us. It says, read Jeremiah, it says, I will not even hear their prayer. That's what we're facing. And Dave, I printed out probably three articles this morning that I want to talk about, plus some other things. And every one of them is titled, You're Going to Starve to Death. Now, that's my ad lib title for them. But as I read through the stories, every one of them says that. You know, all the way from, you know, there's one right now on MSNBC. And it talks about how farmers are experiencing shortages. They can't even get spare parts. John Deere, I guess 10,000 workers went on strike last week.
Yes.
And the United Auto Workers, 14 manufacturing plants after they refused, I guess, a wage increase. you know, have gone on strike. So you add that insult of all these people, you know, just saying that, and plus on top of it now, here's the cause and effect, Dave. They go on strike. I went to go buy a John Deere Gator, and they're 6 months out then. That was about a month ago. I went and looked at prices. I've had to look at other options. Then 6 months out, and all of a sudden, on top of all this that's going on, you add that the government is going to probably dump, you know, 300,000 Americans in the military, dump them out on the streets. They'll be dishonorably discharged, so they, you know, people, their hiring, as far as hiring, will be in question. You have thousands and thousands of medical personnel dumped on the streets. Now, these people aren't getting any income. If they're getting any income, it's coming out of, you know, government assistance, which further exacerbates debt. It's a big, vicious cycle. Education, you name the area of, profession, and the government wants to dump thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands of people out of those industries that are highly qualified. It's like I said last year, the nurses and doctors were heroes. Today, they're villains because they don't take a vaccine. You can see how fast the government demonizes people that they once, you know, praised. Same thing with our military. You know, highly decorated Green Beret, Navy SEALs, Rangers, combat warriors, Marines, that were praised for what they did. Now, if Joe Biden doesn't leave them to die in some foreign country, you know, they're going to be demonized and dishonorably discharged. So what we're seeing is this absolute destruction of America. You know, there was an article on oilprice.com. I don't know if you saw it, Dave. Global food prices set to soar as the oil and gas crunch continues. Okay, so they're saying it right here. And let's follow the trail of it. So here it is. Food prices set to soar, and they're giving one reason why. One reason is we have, oil and gas. So all the harvesting, all that's going to take a lot more money because oil has doubled in cost. And on top of that, you can't get spare parts for the equipment. And on top of that, you have people that won't be able to go to work because the major food industries won't hire them because they won't get jabbed. I mean, Dave, can you see the system of destruction in just that little bitty supply chain that I just mentioned? Oil, parts, people. You know, all of it's being destroyed. And in the process of that, what's going to happen to the average American? Well, there's a article I was just reading before we came on. It says millions of children and families living in America face hunger and food insecurity every day. Due to the effects of the pandemic, and I would say most of that, the caused pandemic, caused 42, it doesn't say caused, but I'm just reading it, caused more than 42 million people in America may experience food insecurity. Now, I'm sure this article here is not taking into account that supply chain breakdown that I just mentioned, including potential 13 million children. The pandemic has most impacted families who are already facing hunger or one paycheck away from facing hunger. Well, Dave, you and I have done enough reading to know that a large portion of America is living paycheck to paycheck. So what they're saying is the vast majority of America. According to the USDA's latest Household Food Insecurity in the United States report, which I'm going to try to get a copy of, more than 38 million Americans in the United States experienced hunger in 2020. Households with children are more likely to experience food insecurity before the pandemic. More than ever, 12 million live in food insecure houses. It just goes on and on. And Dave, this article is not taking into consideration the breakdown of the supply chain, which is largely, you know, caused on purpose because that's what socialists do. They want hunger and famine and deprivation. And so that's what we're seeing right now. Tie that back to the biblical and just actual secular history of what we've seen all nations face that do what we're doing. And Dave, there's no doubt in my mind, you know, the words of the prophets are going to come to pass in America.
In what way? In what way?
Okay, the breakdown of family. The family is the nucleus that even during hard times, you know, when I was suffering COVID, I have my wife, and we mutually encourage one another. The family networks and pulls together. that's the way God intended it to be. During some of the, you know, the worst days when I had COVID, my wife would sit there and encourage me. She would pray for me, all this. Well, we've broken the family apart. We've shattered it into a million pieces in this country. So that emotional support does not exist for a lot of America. I mean, some of these children have gone through 3 and 4 family relationships, meaning husband and wife, divorce, remarry, divorce, remarry, divorce, remarry, and these children, so they have nothing to go to attach themselves and say, listen, I'm hurting, I need, you know, where a normal nuclear family does that. And so that is one way we're going to experience it. It's just this emotional breakdown of people. They won't be able to handle it. The children we already see committing suicide at mass levels, never seen before, is because we've taken that one thing and broken it down. In fact, I was talking to John, I think it was John Lovell, who told me that he read a statistic that only 30% of young boys today grow up in a household where they have their original, their father. I mean, so divorce has happened or something with a young man as being raised by someone other than his father, if the father's involved at all. That's huge. And then on top of that, which the breakdown of the family has always been the pinnacle of what the socialists seek
to
achieve.
Well, Bob, let's get to the heart of this from a sociology point of view. The famed father of modern sociology, Amitai Etzioni, said, "The family can exist without the state, but the state can't exist without the family. So if you're going to change the state, this is just pure logic, you must destroy the family." And this is exactly what the Biden administration is doing, and they're continuing their plot that they started back in the 60s with taking prayer out of the classroom, with Roe v. Wade and killing babies before they can get a start. We're now, I believe, a nation under judgment. We've got a two-barreled shotgun pointed at us right now.
Yeah, we're having a nuclear weapon go off, a nuclear weapon going off in the United States right now, in the family, in our churches, in our law enforcement institutions. All of it is being absolutely systematically not only destroyed but turned so that it is going to, instead of it projecting itself outward to where we fight America's enemies, we turn it inward now to fight American citizens. And that's what we see going on. Loudoun County School Board, where they want to declare those people who get up passionately that don't want to have their, you know, six-year-old taught that they can have their anatomy cut off, and that's their right, and not even tell the parents or read some perverse story of anal sex to six-year-olds, and that's what's going on. And so, I mean, and then they, so the government now wants to turn those people into terrorists. Well, that's what governments do in the final stage of empire. They not only are fighting endless wars outside the country, they're fighting the citizens inside the country. The family's been destroyed, and then once that supply, the family has been destroyed, the economy's been destroyed, and again, they're getting ready to cap it off with this, I don't know how many multi-trillion dollar dump they're going to do into the economy, in an economy that is already suffering a shortage in the supply chain. We're going to dump a lot more funny money in and have more people chasing it, you know, the goods that are there. And so it's just going to, inflation's going to skyrocket. Now, they were telling us inflation's going to be going away in 2022, but now they're revamping that story, just like flatten the curve story, 15 days. They're saying inflation's probably going to be here forever. And just like they did with the vaccine, I mean, the people who go down the vaccine route are going to never take enough boosters to satisfy what the government was going to require of them. They're going to be booster after booster after booster, and it'll be required. So on top of that, Dave, the Democrats have created, and some Rhino Republicans have created a situation knowing that when you shut down business, and what 30% of businesses that closed during COVID will never reopen. Now, those are mom-and-pop businesses, small business, which is the engine of America. They want to get rid of that because they don't want people having initiative to be able to be independent. That's why, as I said yesterday on the TV program, energy is freedom. Gasoline gives you the ability to travel. Food security gives you the ability to pursue other endeavors. You know, if I have enough food, I can pursue a career in art. If I have enough, I can pursue a career and study science. You know, and so forth, literature, whatever it is. If I do not have enough food, I cannot pursue those endeavors, the higher, what we consider higher levels of human existence, the arts and sciences and things like that, those are our glories when we do them correctly, but they don't want that. They want this gray dystopian society where everyone's the same. No one can have something the other person doesn't have, and we see it happening right now, the absolute destruction of every institution the United States had at one time that brought us our security, our military, our police forces, our agriculture, our economy. It's all being destroyed, and it's turning into this gray dystopian society where the government will dictate to you everything you can or can't do, and we see it being played out. I mean, Dave, it used to be you'd have to go to, and I don't mean this in a pejorative sense, you'd have to go to Alex Jones to get conspiracy news. Now it's on CNN, Fox, MSNBC. Everything that we have said for the last 5-10 years about the destruction of the economy, the food insecurity, all this, and when we were called conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat people, fear porn mongers, all those things that we were accused of, now they are doing it, and every day I go there and see these articles, God forbid we have a cold winter this year, when oil will go up to $100 a barrel, and then it's like you said, eat or heat. I mean, you're going to have two choices. You pick your poison. Do you want to freeze to death or starve to death? And it will happen. This morning I was watching the Siege of Leningrad and how many millions of people died. They just laid down in bed and never got back up again because of hunger. And we just don't realize it. But America right now, a large portion of Americans are one paycheck away from facing hunger, not being able to put food on the table. And so that's what I'm doing. So as we see the supply chain breakdown from oil to parts, to people, all of it. Can you get that picture, Dave? Once the oil drives prices up high, so everything skyrockets in price, especially when they dump $3 trillion on top of it, which they're getting ready to do. The parts, I mean, you can't get spare parts right now. I mean, case in point, people like to reload their guns. They have an extremely hard time of finding powder and primers to reload their ammunition. Do you know why? Because everybody, all the new gun buyers are out there buying up ammunition, so they're not going to sell the parts to make bullets. They're going to sell the full bullet. And so that whole sector of people who reload are experiencing a dramatic shortage of the components to reload weapons. Well, that little microcosm of a problem extends throughout the entire system. This is why I couldn't find a John Deere Gator. This is why they're putting props up in supermarkets to hide the fact that the shelves are bare. This is why, you can't get parts for your car. You can't get replacement parts. We see this whole thing disappearing. And on top of it, what exacerbates it the most is the government has demanded, millions of people put out of their jobs because of the pandemic. And then and right now we're getting ready to add insult to injury, because on top of that, we're gonna fire millions and millions of people because they won't take the jab. So a lot of unemployment, a lot of very discontented people. I did everything. I served my country in the medical profession. I served my country in the education profession, educating children. I served my country in the military profession. And now the government has demonized me and kicked me out. Dave, can you see the recipe for an absolute playing with matches in a dynamite factory here?
Well, they're trying to incite a civil war so they can put down resistance once and for all.
Yeah, I was listening to Craig Sawman the other day, and he was talking about, the whole January 6th, fake insurrection thing, and how it was actually orchestrated. And he was just encouraging people, don't fall for it. I mean, when the guy comes to you with all these violent ideas of doing things, you realize who you're dealing with. He's the mouthpiece for federal law enforcement or local state law enforcement trying to get you in a way to say, yeah, let's go do that, blow something up or kill somebody or whatever. And unfortunately, a lot of people are gullible to it because they're angry. And then in their anger, they say or do things they would never have normally done. So they've been provoked to anger. And then when they know you're mad, when people don't make good decisions when you're angry, they send in a provocateur to say, yeah, I understand your anger. Why don't we go take care of this or do that? And
his name is Ray Epps.
That. Yes, I agree.
Ray Epps. And I want to get that out. Ray Epps is on tape 3 different times on January 5th, inciting different groups of Americans. In fact, in one tape, as I alluded to yesterday when we were on TV, I said Ray Epps was called Fed, when he was trying to say, let's breach the Capitol tomorrow. People saw through it, but he managed to help incite. The FBI was part of January 6th. That was part of a false flag operation. The Capitol Police let the people in. I want to get that on the record, Bob, because that's what happened.
Yes.
The government made January 6th rally into a false flag event.
And even though, you know, you could technically say they're guilty of trespassing, it was peaceful. I mean, nobody was in there beating people up.
No, it was
on,
insurrection.
On, I mean,
they just forgot their guns. They just forgot the guns that day.
Yeah, I'm having an insurrection, but even though we're the best armed population in the world, we forgot our guns. Okay, sure. That story, you know, history's going to record that story to be absolutely bogus. History will record it. History will record the fact that the people who did this are going to be seen as the ones who created this false insurrection. And even when Tucker Carlson the other day, called into question some of the January 6th events, and I know we're sidetracking here a little bit, but, I mean, both parties condemned him. It's just like they just have this vested interest because they know it's basically, you know, if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately. They know they've committed offenses that have been unconstitutional. They have used the power of government to destroy people's lives, even unto death. Destroy their business, destroy their likelihood, try to destroy their religion, close the churches while the naked bars are open. You can go there and watch whatever you want to watch of these, you know, topless establishments, I guess is the polite way to call it. But you can't go to church. So you see them trying to destroy everything, destroy the economy, destroy the military, destroy the medical profession, destroy education. You could go on and on and on, and you know, it's going to come out, and it's coming out that this is what they're doing, and I think we're going to see, like you said, they want this. We think, you know, why would they jeopardize their own power this way? Well, I don't think they are. I don't think they think they're jeopardizing their own power. I think they think they're creating the conditions for a civil war in this country, which is what they want. You know, every Christian conservative I know. Everyone, without exception, and this is because I would not, you know, hang around somebody who is otherwise, is peaceful. They understand that I want peace. I want to go home at night and just, you know, enjoy my family, have enough food on the table, have some extra money that we can go on vacation from time to time and enjoy some things, go out to a movie. That's what I want. But these demon-possessed mad people in D.C. and in state and local governments, they are not happy with that. And that's why they're destroying everything. You know, Hitler basically had a scorched earth policy. You know, burn everything. And the retreating German armies were told to burn everything. And that's what the Democrats are doing right now and the Rhino Republicans. They have this scorched America policy where they want to burn everything down. And so... you know, it always goes back to the fact, Dave, that can we change this? Well, we can sure seek Almighty God and pray for revival. I don't know if he'll hear us because most of the church in America has been complicit in their silence. You know, I think it was Bonhoeffer said that the silence in the face of evil is evil itself. So I don't do those things. No, but do you ever talk and condemn the people that do, condemn the actions of those people that are promoting these things, these absolute gross, heinous sins against, you know, humanity? Well, no. Well, then you're just as guilty as they are. You're
That's
complicit.
Right. I agree. Bob, we got to take our first break here, so we're going to step aside for a second. And you hear how dire things are getting, particularly with what we started off with the resource shortage. And Bob brought up many different angles to look at this, but it all adds up to one thing. You could end up in a situation where you don't have enough to eat. And I'm just going to ask you one question before I tell you about what we're going to sell to you. Do you trust your government to feed you in an emergency after they left 1,000 Americans or more behind enemy lines to face an unknown fate? And I think you already know the answer to that question, ladies and gentlemen. And so we're here at MPS. Are telling you, we're one of the few companies left standing that's in whole right now. I'm not really sure as to the reasons why. There are some theories out there that we're not going to get into. The fact is, we can deliver the food on time for now. For now, before hyperinflation, before the government seizes control over all food under Executive Order 13603. Look it up. But right now, you can order and get ahead of the game for a while. And right now, for most of us, it's a matter of staying one step ahead of the burning bridge. How do you get your food? Well, you go to preparewithdave.com. And what will you get? 25-year shelf life. You're going to get food that's palatable. You're going to be able to eat it. It's not organic. We don't claim that's organic. It's storable food, but it will sustain you in an emergency situation, and that's what you're looking to do. There's diversity in the food, so you won't habituate to it and stop eating. And you're going to get 2,000 calories per day per person for the three-meal serving. There's a special right now, $100 off the 90-day bug-out emergency kit. You don't have to bug out, but you want to order the emergency kit, which is the same meal, same food. And what are you going to get? You're going to get food that you can store at $100 off per 90 days. That's why you want to stack the order. Preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Also, we will come out the other side after the planned economic collapse. It's already underway. And what will help you weather the battle? Well, I'll tell you what you don't want to do. Leave your damn money in the bank. And my mom's side of the family learned that lesson the hard way. They went from riches to rags overnight in the Depression. My mom was a small girl, and she grew up in poverty because of that. So we're looking at a situation where history is going to repeat itself very quickly. Noble Gold can help bulletproof a lot of what you do. They'll take your IRA and 401k, for example, and they'll bulletproof it with gold, other precious metals. Now, why will that work? Because people have accepted gold for 6,000 years. You're storing for the future. So when the crisis abates at some point in time, and wealth being relative, you're going to come out better compared to the people next to you. And that means you're going to be wealthier than them. And this is why I went from advertiser to customer with Noble Gold. And I've been back several times for the tweaks that you need to stay updated on. How do you get a hold of them? 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And we have one more thing to talk to you about here in the triumvirate of being prepared. And that's communication. And communication comes in many forms. And yes, shortwave is outstanding. Okay, CB, good. Sat phone, good. And sat phone is mobile. And sat phone is hard for the other side to take down. If they shut your city down, the sat phone will survive. If it didn't, we wouldn't be getting sat phone calls from inside Afghanistan right now. The Taliban would be using Chinese technology to stop it. And those calls are still coming. Fox News, to their credit, is actually playing some of these calls with family members on the set. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is really what you want to do. I can't imagine a worse scenario than my family venturing from our rural desert home into Phoenix in different locations, and we didn't know where each other was at when the shutdown comes. And it takes 30 minutes to shut down a large American city. So, are you going to be ready? Are you going to be prepared? And you say, well, do you pay a lot? I pay 1/4 of my cell phone bill for my sat phone. I don't chit-chat on it. It's for emergency calls only. To find out more, call them at 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. And there's a lot you can point to for prepping. A lot. But let me just say this. Those right now are the big three that come out of the Common Sense Show. And before we close with Bob, since he has an organization called ReadyMadeResources.com, we're going to prevail upon him to ask him for one or two things. In fact, let's just do that right now. Bob, I know, just like you sold me on it, and you were right, you need night vision, and it's not cheap, but it could save your life. You want to address that for a second?
Well, David, it will save your life. That's the thing. It is ostensibly the most probably tactical piece of gear a person can own. I mean, nobody can go out unless you're Taliban and can get an Apache attack helicopter, and then they're given to you. But being able to see at night when bad people, a lot of them come out at night. I used to ride with a patrol officer. I rode with him many, many times. And during the day, it was relatively quiet. But like on a Friday or Saturday night, people get liquored up and then they go out and want to do bad things. Well, you get, during bad times, you get people liquored up that are hungry. Wait to see what happens. You want to be able to see at night. And we do have payment plans for people. We have online financing for people that want to get it. I will say this. The units are getting harder and harder to get. The units I'm selling today, I ordered probably, 5 months ago. And so we put orders in 5 months in advance to make sure we get them. And if you don't believe that, just call any night vision company right now, and you'll find out that's the case. And companies that didn't do that, you go and buy their night vision, and then you wait 4 or 5 months to get it. We do have units in stock, ready to ship out within 24 to 48 hours. Because, again, I'm going to coin that phrase, Dave, petrol, parts, and people. That would be a great article for you to write. Petrol, parts, and people. And the supply chain on the petrol is breaking down, the supply chain on the parts are breaking down, and the supply chain on the people are breaking down. That's Dave, we've not seen this in American history. Maybe during the Civil War in the South experienced something to that effect, but not in even recent history have we seen what's happening to those, the petrol, that's energy, parts, so we can fix things, and then people. I mean, there are people right now who won't even go back to work. So night vision is important. Communication is extremely important. I also add that being able to listen to local news, listen to shortwave radio, listen so you know what's going on, is critically important. In my ham radio shack, I have everything from the sat phone to a shortwave receiver that I can hear and listen to whatever's going on. And so it's just extremely important. The government spends hundreds of billions of dollars on that one thing, communication, in all different forms. You know, if any of you watched the movie 13 Hours, not 13 Hours, the Marcus Luttrell movie, where he was in Afghanistan. I mean, it was this, they sat satellites, they tried everything. The sat phone did get through in that movie. When they were in remote Afghanistan trying to tell, listen, we've been compromised, we need to get out of here. But, as you know, that helicopter was shot down, 13, Special Forces lives lost. But, but being able to hear, listen, again, I want to know what's going on in my community, I want to know what's going on in the world, and then, I want to be able to communicate with my loved ones or my friends that we've networked together. It's extremely important. Medical supplies, Dave, are going to be critical. And we're going to see infection and burn and waterborne disease things just skyrocket when this collapse happens. Cryptosporidium, Giardia, waterborne diseases, they're going to skyrocket. People are going to die in droves from that. You're going to see minor infections that were once just a little bitty thing you could take care of. You didn't even pay attention to it. Without the support network of medical, those infections are going to get worse and worse, and not being able to control. That's why I'd say go out now and get your triple antibiotics, your analgesics like Tylenol, ibuprofen, even natural stuff that does the same thing works. The lavender oil is very good for burns. We're going to see burns go up exponentially as people start having to cook with more open source like fire, because the electricity doesn't work, and you want to be able to treat burns, which can turn deadly quickly. And so, you want to get medical supplies. We do have advanced medical supplies at ready-made resources, and I just want to say we don't sell ivermectin, because I get those calls all the time, or hydroxychloroquine. You can buy zinc at your local store, but we sell stuff that's, is used to treat, like deep cuts, infection, things of that nature. So,
let's go ahead and throw in the plug. Okay, readymaderesources.com. What's the phone number?
800-627-3809. 800-627-3809.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And you talked about staying in touch with news updates. I'm going to give a further plug for the satellite phone. They have a service now called Galileo, and people like Steve Quayle, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, and yours truly are providing daily updates of news events, and this could be the only source of news that people can get, and it comes directly to your sat phone. In fact, you can share it with everyone who's on your list as well, too. So it's a great service, Galileo. It's part of the phone service at the satellite phone company. Again, I'll give out that number. It's 855-980 5830. Folks, getting prepared right now is really, really important. We bring you these products, and I don't know how Bob feels about this, so I'll just speak for Dave Hodges, but I know there's a time when I'm not going to have very many products to sell you that I feel you need. I turn down 90% of all advertising that comes to the Common Sense Show because I want to make available what I fear people are going to need in emergency situations. So doing that and trying to be the best service I can to my audience, I take things like communication and food and so forth, and I say, okay, here it is, folks. This is what I feel you need to be doing to get prepped. But I will tell you, the day is coming when I'm not going to be able to offer this to you. Bob, do you have those discussions with your employees and family?
Well, we have them regularly, Dave, because, I mean, my employees see what's going on. It's not like I have to tell them, hey, guys, you know, this is coming. They watch it. My, you know, we have people in our office, their sole job is to resource material. I mean, that's what they do. They have a list every day of things they go to. I hope you don't mind, but I go to some of my food manufacturers and open the portals up, and everything's gone. Every day, twice a day, we check. Everything's gone. I can't buy it wholesale. Now, if I can't get it wholesale, I surely can't sell it retail. I mean, it's just that way. It's the, you know, it's parts. They're gone. They don't exist. For whatever reason, just people have bought a lot of it, or the government's come in and bought a lot of it, or there's shortages of delivering it. For whatever reason, Dave, I tell you with absolute surety that America is facing a food crisis that will be like what happened in Soviet Stalingrad or Leningrad when people were dying of starvation in droves. That report right now, 42 million Americans face food hunger and one paycheck away from food hunger. It should wake us all up. You know, Dave, there's an article on Michael Snyder's website right now, and just talk about petrol parts people. This is the parts part. Wait time, this is what he writes. Wait time for chip deliveries have continued to climb above a healthy threshold of 9 to 12 weeks. Over the summer, the wait time stretched to 19 weeks on average, according to Susquehanna Financial Group, but as of October, it has ballooned to 22 weeks. It is no longer for the scarcest parts, 25 weeks for power management components and 38 weeks for the microcontrollers that the automotive industry needs. I mean, that's just one small aspect of our economy. So it's gone from 9 to 12 weeks, it's tripled. Tripled. And go to your car lot, look. I mean, I drive by our car lots in our area and I look and the inventory is gone. Truck prices in America right now are commanding a staggering level of you know, cost. My son lives up in Alaska. He said, Dad, if you took your 250 diesel, Ford truck up here, you could get what you originally paid for it. I mean, he said, that's what he was telling me. He said, you can't buy trucks up here. It's all the used truck market. And the parts, these cars are now sitting, some of these cars are sitting in the lot over a year. So imagine the loss this is going to be for the automotive industry. They've sat in the lot over a year because they can't sell them because they don't have microchips. And now the next year's model's already coming out. So they have to deeply discount those models just to get rid of them. I mean, and that's just, again, one small aspect. Well, the automotive industry is a pretty big aspect of our economy, but you know, one small aspect of it is just that goes out of the economy. So that money, people buying cars, you know, that when you buy a car, the dealer pays workers, the workers go to the grocery store, the gas store, you know, all that money's gone. It doesn't circulate through the economy because you can't buy the car to begin with. You know, Dave, in a small community like mine, when somebody comes to my business and spends a dollar, that dollar generally circulates in my community 17 times before it leaves the community. So that means that $1 spent in my community has a force, an economic force of $17. Because the guy spends it here, then that money's just reinvested back at the local bank, and then it's spent here, and then it finally leaves the county. So when you take, you know, $1 million out of an economy of a local government, you've taken $17 million out of that economy. I mean, it's staggering how it works. This the supply chain, it's staggering how it works. You take this chip manufacturing shortage that I just read about. Michael Snyder, you can go to his article and read about it, the economiccollapseblog.com, and just read about the supply chain shortages, the food shortages. And the FDA is all along saying there's no food shortages, we're closely monitoring, everything's fine. And yet we see drought, we see truckers can't deliver, we see strikes, all this stuff going on, and they keep lying to us. It's a 15-day flatten the curve lie. It's a lie. There are food shortages in America, and they're going to get worse. And, you know, according to that study, you know, 42 million Americans, what happens when that doubles? And it's 84 million, 90 million Americans have food, shortages in their household. And then the government is going to be there, Dave. Well, we will fix it. Come into the camp, and we will give you your food.
Yeah.
And, you know, Americans give up their rights. Because every time one of these crises comes, the government uses it.
The camp you'll never leave. You know, that was actually rehearsed. Hello,
Hotel
people.
California.
Go to thecommonsenseshow.com after the show and put in this search term, Operation Mountain Guardian. Since 2011, 10 years ago, they ran this drill in Denver, and they repeated it in New York City at Giant Stadium. Look and see what they did, folks, and they're telling you right now what's coming. And it's exactly as Bob just said. Come to the camp, we'll feed you. Come to the camp, we'll let you take your school kids home. Come to the camp, we've got things you need. And if they don't like you when you come to the camp, that'll be the last place you go to.
Dave, you just hit a huge nail. One day you'll get your notice. You can't get your children in a public school unless you get your vaccine. We're not going to allow you to endanger their lives any longer. I mean, we know you're their parents, and we know that they love you, but, you know, we've got to protect them. That's coming. Again, here, Dave, I'm reading Michael Snyder's article right now. Harvest setbacks, strong demand, and supply chain disruptions have sent a United Nations index food cost up by a third over the past year. The latest leg of the month of the last month came in for prices almost of all types of foodstuffs gained, adding to inflationary headaches for consumers and central banks. All the while, the government is saying, you know, everything's fine. Michael Snyder, and he does pretty good because it came out of Bloomberg. It said the jump in global food prices to a decade high risk, leading to even more expensive grocery bills, and the energy crisis is threatening to make matters even worse. So, I mean, you can believe the government, and if you want to believe the government, and turn your CNN on or MSNBC and listen to everything they say, and then, you know, goose step to that message, that's fine. But I promise you, you're going to be in a government food line if you do not take the warning seriously right now that we see coming. And you know, what you mentioned, the food, guns, gold, all that, start preparing for that thing, and you're not going to have too much. In an economy like this, even for barter, you know, you're not going to have too much. If you have a year and you go to 2 years and you only need a year, believe me, that extra year you have of food is going to be a gold mine for bartering. It'll be a gold mine. As people get hungry, and you'll be able to say, listen, I'll trade, I'll do whatever. To an extent, some at one point you might have to, you know, be very guarded of what you do. But, you know, I need some work done. I'll give you some food, and barter like we've done for millennia. That's the way it's going to break down in the United States. It's the way it happened in Leningrad. It's the way it happened in when Germany broke apart. It's what in Germany and Italy broke apart after World War II. I mean, you just read what people did for food. It's there. It's history. You're the Civil War in the United States when burnt crops down. The Holodomor, where Stalin went in and burnt all the food down for the Ukrainians. Food became more valuable than anything in life. People wanted food. So, you know, if you have an abundance of food, it'll always be something that can be used to be traded, bartered with, you know, whether it's work or just exchanging it for other parts. I need the part for that Ford truck. I'll give you this food. That's how this economy is going to work. And when the fruition of the globalist dream of the complete destruction of everything in America, that's how it's going to work. The Soviet Union, 70% of their economy during the Soviet years was underground economy. It's what kept the Soviets alive. 70%. I mean, people buy well, not only economy. That. I mentioned this before, Dave. I used to have a friend who was in the Merchant Marines. He'd go into Leningrad. I think it's Stalingrad then or whatever, you know, and he would bring Marlboro cigarettes and American-made blue jeans, and he could get anything he wanted, anything, with Marlboro cigarettes and American-made blue jeans. Yeah. And he said, you see, if you put out a pack of Marlboro cigarettes wanting to get a cab, you know, they'd stop on a dime to get you, because that they take that pack of Marlboro cigarettes and take you wherever you wanted to go in the city. I mean,
I know.
If they do that for a pack of cigarettes, what will they do for, you know, a box of food?
Well, you've talked before in desperate societies that you've seen where people will actually sell their kids to make ends meet.
In Italy, yes. In Italy, they would either drop them off at the Catholic Church and just say, you take care of them, we can't take care of them anymore, or they would use their kids as sexual pawns to satisfy the lust of the invading army or whoever. For a can of food. I mean, husbands actually prostituted their wives in that situation just to so they could feed the family. We can't even imagine the horror of what that must be like, and the desperation of a heart and a mind that says, you know, I'm going to let my wife become, you know, just, you know, whatever, a prostitute to feed my family. That's how desperate it got. And Dave, this isn't something I'm making up. You can go read the history of it. It happened.
Yeah, I know.
And it didn't happen on a small scale. It happened on a large scale. So, and you know, they're saying this is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving ever. But there's plenty of food out there, Dave. I mean, I can't believe it. And not only that, but we see the shrinking quantity of food they're putting in a box and still charging the same amount. A pint's no longer a pint. It's no longer 16 ounces. It's 14 ounces. But we charge the same price, but there's no inflation, even though we cut, you know, 2 ounces out of the carton.
Well, what do you tell people to do in the short term here?
Well, Dave, again, that's what we tell people to do. You know, most families, you know, I would say this, even the family that's on the strictest of budgets can go out and buy bags of rice and beans, extra ones, just to store them up in their house to have extra food. But most Americans, we have such wasteful habits. You know, we think nothing of spending $100, $200 a month on satellite, on beer, on cigarettes, on vice things like that, or just wasting money on just ridiculous things off Amazon we don't need. You redirect those dollars to your family's security. It's, you know, we have life insurance, car insurance, home insurance. Let's have food assurance. Let's have a real life insurance policy where it says, you know, when the food breaks down or becomes so expensive we couldn't afford it, we have food in our home to feed our children. And, you know, with all those desperate acts I just mentioned, we don't have to do them. We're out of that equation. I'm no longer having to say, well, honey, that guy down the street wants to sleep with you, and he'll give us some food if you do. I mean, that sounds horrible, Dave. It even hurts me to say those kind of things. But that's what a lot of Americans are going to face. If you act now, you can avoid a lot of that pain that's going to come. It's pain here now, but a pain that's going to come in the near future. So get ready. Food, water, you know, having both those. And again, I want to make a plug for water, because the survival rule is, especially with freeze-dried or dehydrated food, you do not eat that food if you do not have water. It'll kill you quicker because your body's going to just absorb the water out of your body, the water you'd have normally added to rehydrate it, or, you know, it's going to suck it out of your body and you're going to die of thirst quicker. It'd be like drinking seawater. So you need to have the ability to acquire fresh drinking water and a water filter. I would have two of them. I mean, that's something. One is none, two is one, having a backup water filter. And Dave, I want to make a point. I know you sell them, and you don't give me any money for saying that. But I just know it's a survival rule. One is none, two is one.
Yeah.
And case in point, we had a gravity drip filter in our house, and we had filled it up so that it was top heavy. And this young, we had home church, and this young kid comes in, and the bottom is almost empty, so he tilts it to try to get the rest of it out. Well, you know, gravity took over, and the whole thing came crashing down on the floor, and all four of the filters in it broke. Now, imagine that happening when, you know, the tap, the spigot doesn't work. There's dirty water in the mud puddle out front. that the filter would have normally made it drinkable, but now you've got a tough choice to make. You know, what do I do with that dirty water out front? My water filter no longer works, and we've got to rehydrate food. So water is extremely important. Now, you know, fortunately,
yeah, I should probably throw this in.
Said, it's okay. We understand. Yeah. Put new filters in it. And we're good to go, and went on. But in a crisis situation, that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, Bob, let me interject this here, because I think that you know, I wasn't going to do this because we don't advertise this product here, but I'm going to go ahead and mention this because you are right. We sell the Alexa Pro water filter, and it's not a main item that we sell. And it's not because I don't believe in it. I do. It's just you can only sell so much. And the Alexa Pure Pro water filter is on sale now for 40% off, coincidentally. And all you got to do is go to waterwithdave.com. And I agree with Bob. When we sell this in another venue, and we do that on our podcast, we tell people that if you only have one, well, you only have water for as long as you've got that filter in working condition. You're exactly right.
Yeah, and again, I've mentioned before, freezing. Any water filter that you've used that has water, residue water in the filters, and it freezes, it's going to crack those water filters. You might not see the cracks, but it'll be compromised. So you have to plan for that, and that's heat. Making sure that right now propane's prices are skyrocketing, but make sure you have a way to heat a home, even if it's just to keep it above freezing. You know, you don't need to keep it 80 degrees during the apocalypse, but if you keep it at 39, 40 degrees, those water filters won't freeze, so figure a way to keep your at least one room with a water filter in it above, you know, freezing. And if you live in a very cold climate,
I hear you. But let me just ask you this question here, and we're running out of time, so we got to kind of stay on the brief side. But people are going to say, well, Dave and Bob are just catastrophizing so they can sell products. What would you say to that?
I hope you enjoy starving to death.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm almost to the point where I'm beyond compassion.
This is history. There are 6,000 years of history is your evidence. That, Mr. Prosecutor, would you please present your evidence? Okay, here's 6,000 years of evidence to show that I'm right. Now, excuse me, Dave, I think that's pretty strong evidence. Here's biblical history showing that the nation of Israel, when they did what they did, God brought horrible judgment on them. We mentioned yesterday, women ate their afterbirth and ate their children out of hunger.
That's sickening.
That's horrible. It's horrible to mention that. But that's what happened. So am I a fear porn monger? I guess Jeremiah was a fear porn monger. Ezekiel was. Isaiah was. Joel, you know, Daniel, all of them were fear porn mongers. Jesus was. He told people they were going to go to hell. I mean, you know, so you might not like the message. But I'll tell you what you'll like less, seeing your children go hungry. I mean, that's what you're going to like less. And so the evidence is staggering that we are right. It's staggering. And in fact, it's almost to the point that there is no alternate at this point to what we're facing. The destruction has been so widespread throughout all people. You know, petroleum parts people, has been so widespread damaged that even if we do come through the other side, there's going to be a very rough time in between. So, and I will challenge anybody. Call me. You have my phone number. Call me. Go on a podcast somewhere and say, Griswold, here's why you're wrong. I mean, I'm willing to look at your point of view. If you think I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If you think Hodges is wrong, tell us how we're wrong. Show us empirical evidence how you think us we're wrong. Don't say, well, I feel. I don't want to hear that. Well, I believe. I don't want to hear that. I want you to use empirical evidence. That means evidence that you can see is repeated over and over and over again throughout human history. Use that evidence. Use the inventory evidence. Use the crisis evidence of supply chain shortages. Use the evidence that we see what happens in Marxist revolutions and say that I'm wrong.
Well, unfortunately, Bob, I know you're not wrong. I truly know you're not wrong. And my frustration lies in the fact that we have a lot of people that come here and listen to this show that are good people, and they're worried about their country, their kids' future, but they're not doing what I feel needs to be done. We need to be sitting in the face of our opposition, the Democrats, who are blinded by CNN, and telling them, you have no future. Your kids have no future. Here's how we know this. Let us show you. Now, will you please join us? We can tolerate our differences between each other. Okay, you can be pro-life, I'll be pro-whatever. But the bottom line is, we have to get through this crisis. And right now, the people on this planet that run it want 95% of us gone. And they said so in writing. In writing. Ted Turner has said it. The founder of CNN and the Atlanta Braves. He has said that we need to have 95% of the population gone. He told Audubon Magazine that in 1997. And we have quotes up the yazoo that I have published before about what the global elite are saying about you and me. They view us with such disregard. And Bob, on that note, my friend, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm just going to say this. Dr. Fauci's
Bob,
making
we
got to
go. We're right up against it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But anyway, thanks for joining us. Visit vetreadymaderesources.com, and we'll see you all back here next time. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye.